الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة بيوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله مولانا. This is the great and auspicious month of Ramadan, and all Muslims are aware, amongst many other things, it is the month of Ibadat also, where Alhamdulillah Muslims generally increase their Ibadat during this month, and that is what is required also. Or there are many types of Ibadat for the month of Ramadan. The most important is to keep the rozas, the 30 rozas, 29 rozas, whatever it is, and then also inshallah, as we will go along and discuss, to keep the rozas correctly also, how they are supposed to be kept. We should endeavor in that way. Amongst the ibadat of this month, very important is tilawat of Quran Sharif also, which also alhamdulillah Muslims throughout the world are doing. We increase our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then all other types of ibadat, dua also, namaz, nafil namazes, etc. One particular ibadat also, not only for Ramadan, but it becomes magnified very greatly, all the ibadat in the month of Ramadan, is to observe the day of Jumu'ah as it is supposed to be observed. Jumu'ah is a very, very great ibadat, and it is one of the shi'ar of Islam, with regard to which Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شِعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who will observe the shi'ar, the flag post, the signs of Islam, then this is talking that this person has got taqwa in his heart. A person who honors the day of Jumu'ah will have, Allah declares that person has got honor in his heart. Just to give a little bit of a background so we can understand the great importance of this day of Jumu'ah. Very long ago, one person of South Africa who had a spiritual connection with Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a very great alim of India, but Muhajir Madani, and he passed away in Medina Sharif, and his qabr is near the Azwaji Mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna, where also Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also has the great honor to be buried near the Azwaji Mutahharat. So Hazrat told him on one occasion that you people in South Africa, you dress your children, give them the proper bath of the week on a Saturday night or Sunday, and you put the best clothes for them on a Saturday, on a Sunday, and you give them the best to eat on a Sunday. So he says, change this and do it this way, that give them the bath of the week, the proper bath. The person just showers every day or whatever, but give them the proper bath on a Thursday night or Friday. So in this way, the importance of Jumu'ah will come into the child. Secondly, also, he said that the best clothes that you give them to wear on a Friday, according to the limits of Sharia. Today, unfortunately, our definition of good clothes has changed also. The best clothes are the ones which are according to Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, the best meal that you give them that meal on a Friday. Everyone likes food, and the day you're going to get the best meal, you're going to look forward to that day. So out of Ramadan, of course, give them the best meal on a Friday. And also he said that if you are not giving them any pocket money, spending money, give them something on a Friday. And if you are giving, give them a little bit more on Friday. Everyone likes money also, and the day you're going to be getting your money, you look forward to that day. So in this way, he highlighted the day of Jumu'ah. Also, one person of South Africa, very long ago, went for a business trip to the Far East. He went with a non-Muslim person, a white man, a Christian man. Then on a Friday, they were invited, on a Sunday, they were invited for a barbecue, a braai, Sunday afternoon. So the Muslim man told the non-Muslim man, let us go. So he said, I'm sorry, I can't go. It is my big day, my church day, my day of my Bible, to read the Bible. Same thing happened for supper. Again they were invited. Again he gave the same reply. So though the inspiration was not from a good source, but he took a good inspiration that a Christian man far away from his hometown, nobody knows him, but he observes his Sunday so much. So we who have been given the best day of the week, how much do we observe Jumu'ah? And how much do we pay attention to the value of the day of Jumu'ah? When Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, at that time already Allah had decreed that Jumu'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, the king of the days of the week. And then Allah offered it to every Nabi that they must choose that as the big day for ibadat. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people were not happy, they chose Saturday. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's people were not happy, they chose Sunday. And till today, though their religions are cancelled, abrogated. And also, even if they have changed their religion, even if their religion was not changed, then too it is now, it is cancelled. Now it's only the religion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Islam. But in spite of that, we see till today, the Christians, they observe Sunday as a public holiday wherever they are, etc. The Jews observe Saturday. How many of our Muslims, we observe Friday as a day of ibadah, and we free ourselves for ibadah. So this is what we should honor this day and try and free ourselves. There are people who are working in that direction who have done so, and alhamdulillah, they are seeing the fruit of it also. So Jumu'ah is a very great day. And this day, it is great that in one hadith which appears in four of the six hadith kitabs, the famous six authentic hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, and Nasai Sharif, these are the most famous hadith kitabs, the most authentic. This hadith on which I'm basing my talk appears in four of these hadith kitabs. So from where we can gauge how authentic the hadith is. And then the virtues which are mentioned in this hadith, according to a very great scholar of hadith, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh, he says the most virtues that are mentioned in any hadith for any action is in this hadith. So it's absolutely authentic also, and the most virtues that are mentioned are in this hadith. So we should try, especially now in the month of Ramadan, let it not be just for the sake of giving a bayan or to fill the space that Jummah time you have to have a bayan, but for the niyat of amal. Whether myself or all of us, with the niyat of amal, that we will make amal on this and start off in Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah throughout the year we can observe it. And it isn't anything difficult also. It's quite easy to observe it. May Allah give us the tawfiq. The six things that we have to do in order to get the great the virtues of this, if we do the six things, the great virtues and thawabs are that for every step we take coming to Jumu'ah namaz, we will get one whole year's ibadat thawab. That means namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua, all ibadat thawab we will get for every step that we take. And also, for every step that we take, and this as we mentioned separately from ibadat, one whole year's roza thawab, fasting thawab, though fasting is also an ibadat. So every Jumu'ah, if we take, for example, 200 steps to come for Jumu'ah namaz, we can get the reward of 200 years continuous ibadat thawab, continuous roza thawab. What a great reward it is. And six simple things, practical, not difficult to practice. And most of us are doing most of them, but just a little adjustment perhaps is required by some of us. And if we do that every Jumu'ah, if we take 1,000 steps, which will be about 500 meters, half a kilometer, if we take so many steps, 1,000 years of ibadat thawabs continuously. And not only Shab-e-Qadr, The night of power comes once in a year, according to some ulama twice a year, but generally we accept that it comes once a year, and we accept normally that it comes in the last 10 days of Ramadan, where you can get the reward of 1,000 months. But yeah, if you take 1,000 steps, which is about 500 meters, half a kilometer, every Jummah you can get 500 years sawab, 1,000 years sawab's ibadat. So it is a great, great thing. May Allah Ta'ala reward our buzurgs who took out these gems from the Quran and Hadith. Like a person who takes out a valuable pearl, jewel, diamond from the ground, from the sea. It's appreciated. And what price doesn't it bring? These are the actual values that we should appreciate. And these are those things that are going to help us in this dunya and akhirat as well. So there are only 6 things to do in order to get all these great rewards. And the 6 things are not moving a mountain from its place. It's not so much mujahada and hard work. Very, very simple. Again, just to try and revive in us that enthusiasm to listen to it, the reward is that a person who does the 6 things, then for every step he takes coming for Jumu'ah namaz, he will get the reward of 1 whole year's ibadat sawab, plus 1 whole year's roza's fasting sawab. And in that 1 year, inshallah, the days of Eid are also included. Like this, you cannot fast on the day of Eid. It is haram to fast. 3 days after Bakri Eid, it is haram to fast. But yet the whole year's thawabs you will get, inshallah. So what are the 6 things? The first thing is that we should bath and wear clean clothes. That every Muslim does. We bath and wear clean clothes for Jummah. So that we should observe. That is simple. The second thing is we should come walking for Jummah namaz. And as far as possible, we should come walking. To show our enthusiasm today, our whole lifestyle has changed. Before, masjids used to be very close, walking distance. Today, we have to travel by car. We are weak also. Now, there were people not very long ago in South Africa who should walk up to 50 kilometers to go for Jummah namaz and return back home again. There were many cases like that. Those people didn't have much knowledge, but they had the enthusiasm of deen. And they had that desire for deen, and they should do it. In South Africa, our old people, when they came living on farms, they should travel, walk. There was no public transport. There were no tar roads. But they should walk long, long distances just for Jummah namaz. Anyway, if we are coming by car, try and park the car as far as possible on a Jummah. And then try and walk as much as we can. How much we can walk practically according to security, health, weather conditions, try and walk as much as we can. So we should try and come walking for Jummah is the second thing. The third thing is we should try and come as early as possible. At one time in Islamic history, for the value of the day of Jummah, people should make i'tikaf from Thursday night. And they should observe Jummah. Then the time came that from tahajjud time they started coming. Then from Fajr they shouldn't go home. Then afterwards from Ishraq, and then from 10 o'clock early, there are still people who come early. 10, 11 o'clock they are in the masjid already. Allah give us all tawfiq also that we try and come as early as possible. And the latest of early, to be included in the list of early people, is before the second azan goes. When the first azan will go, then the second azan. Before the second azan, if there is place in the masjid proper, let us not sit at the back, outside the masjid. Let us not waste our time in the wuzu khana. In one wuzu khana, I saw a very nice notice. There was a P and a line across the P. What does that mean? No parking. So no parking in the wuzu khana. You mustn't park off there. You must come and park off here in the masjid. We come and park here we get paid for parking here. We don't have to feed the parking meter. We are being paid. And the best place is the place directly behind the imam. Then one to the right, one to the left. And we shouldn't sit in the second surf until the first surf is full. Then only we should start this for second surf. So the first thing is to bath and wear clean clothes. The second thing is to come walking. And the third thing is to come as early as possible. And the, when the khutbah starts, the, then when the imam gets up for the khutbah, there are malaika, angels who are sitting at the doors of the masjid. And they are writing everyone's name who is coming in. And the person who came first gets the biggest reward. And then it goes less, less, less until the last person. But when the imam stands up for khutbah, then those farishtas close their register. And they also sit and listen to the khutbah after that. So then our names are not recorded. So if we're staying outside, we are in the parking, in the wuzu khana we have parked off, or in where we park our cars, we are sitting and talking with people, we haven't come to the masjid, we will lose out all this. So we should try and come in the masjid, and try and come as early as possible. And the fourth thing, sit as close as possible to the imam. Like now also, if those people who have an excuse and they are sitting at the back, no problem, you have got a back problem or something. But if we don't have an excuse, as mashallah, most of the brothers are sitting in the safs, we all should sit in the saf to get the sawab. So we should sit as close as possible. The fifth thing is, we should listen attentively. Whatever the talk is being given, the khutbah, though we don't understand most of us the khutbah, it is in Arabic, and many times, many of our khatibs give in very fasih, very eloquent, very high Arabic. Then an ordinary person who knows Arabic also can't understand. And they rhyme the words and you can't understand what is being said. But in any case, we must listen attentively. And the sixth thing is, don't do anything useless. Anything which is not part of deen, etc. Like many people have got a habit, they are playing with their watch all the time, or putting the glasses right, or playing with the topi, all these things, that we should avoid. The khutbah especially should be given the same importance as two rakats of namaz. How in namaz we don't move around, and we don't scratch and play with our watch, etc. Like that, the two khutbahs. Namaz is performed, and the khutbah, the qirat is in Arabic, which also most of us don't understand. But that doesn't mean we start fiddling around and we're playing around. We're listening in the namaz. We should listen attentively. Like that to the khutbah also. And like that to the talk that is given also. Many of us, we don't normally make qailula. But on Jummah, we take our 40 wings. The imam is one side, he is talking, he is talk and he's in a high. And here the poor musalli is in another high. Some people are leaning against the wall and in fact even snoring. And if anybody tells them your wuzu is broken, we'll make wuzu again. The person becomes very angry and he says, I wasn't sleeping. But you heard him even snoring, but he says, I wasn't sleeping. So it's very important that we listen attentively. So what are the 6 points that we should try and do in order to get this very great reward? One is to take a bath and wear clean clothes, which inshallah every one of us, we do that. The second thing is we come walking. All of us do come walking in the sense that we park our cars in the parking lot and from there we come walking. We are not carried into the masjid like big lords of the before. If a person is an invalid and he comes with a wheelchair, he's got an uzr, inshallah he will get the same reward for an invalid. And we who are coming from far, try and choose, normally we choose the parking nearest to the entrance of the masjid. But especially for a Jummah and even other namazes, we should try and choose a parking which is the furthest from the entrance. So that we can at least walk so many steps. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their attitude of deen was such that they should take small, small steps in order to let the numbers accumulate. Like that a person can take big steps. Normally a person takes about a half a meter, 500 millimeter a step he takes. But they should take small, small steps so that more steps are recorded. So we also, we should try and park our cars as far as possible and then come walking, we get more reward. So we should come as early as possible, and the earliest is that we shouldn't be later than the second azan when the east place in the masjid proper. If there isn't place, we got delayed, our niyat was to be in the masjid, inshallah, according to our niyat, Allah will still give us that reward. But when there is place and we have got niyat, then there is no excuse. We should be in the masjid then. And then we should listen attentively. And we shouldn't do anything useless. 6 simple points if we do, for every step that we take, we will get 1 year's ibadah. And in Ramadan, when a nafil, for a nafil, we get the sawab of a faraz. Can we imagine what the sawab will be then in the month of Ramadan if we observe this? So we'll be doing ourselves a great favor if we start in the month of Ramadan and at the same time make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq my whole life also. That every Jummah I can observe it properly. These are called amali sitta li yawmil Jummah. 6 amals for the day of Jummah which we should observe. Then there are certain other amal, amal khaswa li yawmil Jummah. Certain particular amal were for the day of Jummah. They are that a person should try and awake earlier than usual on Friday. That is, like he's showing his enthusiasm for the day of Friday. Like for example, say we are getting up at 3:30 for Sehri, now in Ramadan. Some people are getting up 3 o'clock earlier, somebody a bit later, whatever time. But for on Jummah, try and put it a bit earlier. And the object is to make more ibadat. But in order to get the sawab of the sunnah to wake up earlier, even if we just wake up 5 minutes earlier, we would have woken up earlier and we would have made amal on this hadith. But if we can, try and wake up 15 minutes earlier, 2-4 rakats more we make our tahajjud, we make more du'as on Jummah, we should try, we'll get that sawab. So we should try and wake up earlier. Another great amal on the day of Friday, which alhamdulillah, many towns it is becoming alive now, to visit the Qabristan, to visit the graveyard on a Friday. Many towns, one town particularly, every Thursday night after Isha, almost all the musallis go to the Qabristan. Many places after Fajr, you'll find a huge amount of people in the Qabristan, visiting the Qabristan, and we should try to do this on a Friday. Till today, Christians take the trouble of going on a Sunday, Jews go on a Saturday. We shouldn't choose the Sunday or any other day. As far as possible, we should try and go on a Friday. And then, we should try and read Surah Kahf. The surah, which starts roughly the half of 15 sufara and ends before the first quarter of 16. There are great virtues mentioned for this, for reading Surah Kahf on Friday, and also reading many other things also. Allah Ta'ala will protect us from all worry and all sorrow. Allah will protect a person. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example of this. He says that when Switzerland can make a watch which is waterproof, even you put it in 20 meters of water, forget a drop of water, the vapor of water doesn't go in that watch also. It is sealed so well that no water can enter it. So what is it difficult for Allah who made the people of Switzerland and who made the watches which the people of Switzerland make, that Allah makes a heart that is worry-proof, that you can be in 200, 2000 problems from all sides. But Allah has sealed your heart that no worry and sorrow enters into your heart. One of those amals is to read Surah Kahf on every Friday. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Whether we read it Thursday night, whether we read it Friday, there are those brothers who have got so much of courage that they read the whole of Surah Kahf, which is about 3/4 supara, in Salatul Tasbih they read it. May Allah reward them and may Allah give us all tawfiq to read, whether we read it from the Quran, whether Sharif, or we read it from memory, or whether we read it in Nafil Namaz, but we should try and read Surah Kahf. So, and that was the third thing. The fourth thing is, we should increase our Durood Sharif on Friday. Not that we have to read Durood Sharif, every day we should read Durood. Friday we should try and increase it. For us as ordinary people, if we read 100 times Durood every day, and Friday increase it to 500 times, there are people who read many thousand times. One good friend of mine in Alim, from Thursday Maghrib till Friday Maghrib, they wouldn't take a phone call also. The whole family is engaged just in reading Durood Sharif for 24 hours. They don't entertain anyone. They don't speak to anyone. But very sadly we find that on Friday also we'll get phone calls and just general talk. In the name of mashura, in the name of advice. Whereas Ramzan, many of our buzurgs, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, the whole of Ramzan shouldn't speak to anyone. He's just busy with ibadat all the time. Many buzurgs, they wouldn't reply, they don't attend to correspondence with their murids also in Ramadan. Nothing else they do. Only Quran Sharif. Otherwise, only in ibadat. Those buzurgs who only slept once in 15 days. This is just for encouragement, it's beyond us. May Allah give us tawfiq. And there were those buzurgs for 30 days who didn't sleep at all. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullahi, from a young age, the whole of Ramzan, he shouldn't sleep by night. During the day of you, a little bit he should sleep, but the whole night, this time is so valuable. Just to try and express the value of the time, if you checked, you got late to the airport because of the traffic or whatever else, and you just managed to check in, and they tell you, you only got 8 minutes to make it to the gate. After that, the gates will be closed, they won't accept you. Now, while you are walking, and you are rushing, and you got your 2-3 children, your wife also with, one child sees a playing station on the way, and he wants to go and play there. And you grab him and you pull him. There is not a time to play. We're going to miss the plane. And the wife says, what's wrong if he plays? He says, can't children play a little bit? What's wrong if they play? Like that, we haven't got 8 minutes to our closing gate of mort also. Nobody knows. But we still got time to pass in Ramadan. Whether we are playing Monopoly, whether we are playing drafts, whether we are going for a drive. Nowadays, no more Monopoly and drafts. Now, it's all on the cell phone. A person is busy on the cell phone all the time. And the gate is closing for us to go to Akhirat. What are we preparing? So, we shouldn't waste our time. We should try and read Durood Sharif as much as possible. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq. And ask the ulama, there are certain durood that have got great, great value. Just a short durood, Jazallah anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. What a short durood. But you will tire 1,000 angels, farishtas, writing the sawab for 70 farishtas for 1,000 days. You will tire the farishtas. And don't think the farishtas got some old accounting system. So they have to write. They have got that accounting system where man will never ever reach also. And so much of sawab. So we should try and read Durood Sharif as much as possible. Read Salatul Tasbih on a Friday. Ask the ulama the details of it, how to do it. And especially those who have freed ourselves for 30 days, 40 days, we are just here. We should definitely be doing this. We shouldn't deprive ourselves. Then also we should increase our du'as on a Friday. And two particular times of du'as are between the two khutbahs. Without moving our tongue, in our heart, make du'as. And there are so many du'as that are required for the ummah as a whole, for our dunya, our akhirat. How many sick people who are spiritually, who are all here before our, in a spiritual hospital, for our spiritual diseases. So how much mustn't we make effort and make du'as for our spiritual diseases? Then for our physical, how many people, what sicknesses they have got? Du'as we should try and make. And the time between Asr and Maghrib, and particularly the time close to Maghrib. That last few minutes, we should really spend our time in du'as. And Rozedar's du'as are accepted at that time. Jummah, then our du'as are accepted. So it's a really valuable time. Let us not waste a single moment, a millionth of a moment. Let us not waste it also. Let us make it valuable, inshallah. So we should try and spend our time in these du'as also. And then also, we should try and read a surah that starts with Sabbaha or Yusabbihu. And the shortest of them is Sabbihisna Rabbikal A'la, which the Imams normally read in Jummah namaz, which is Sunnat, and Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiyah. That is sunnat. But sabbaha, any surah that starts with sabbaha, we should try and read. We should try and use atar, itar, on a Friday as well. So these are few other things that we should do. Try and wake up earlier than usual. Visit the qabristan and read Surah Kahf. Increase our durood sharif. Make lot of dua, especially between the two khutbas and before maghrib time. And read Salatul Tasbih and use itar. And also read a surah that starts with sabbaha or yusabbihu, which are called the musabbihat. Also we should try and pare our nails and remove the pubic hair, unnecessary hair. All this preparation also we should do. For the imams, there are particular surahs for fajr on a Friday, which are sunnat, and for Jummah namaz also. May Allah give us tawfiq to observe the whole of deen and this month of Ramadan, which is valuable. Let us not waste our time. Let us try and do as much as we can and reap the benefit in this world and akhirat also. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا لِلَّهِ